I'm Steve Karish reporting. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multi-million dollar upgrade to his private home. The judgment could pave the way for another impeachment proceeding against Zuma. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. Aaron Don was a Weah supporter.
I voted for him because I wanted to see my young African brother, my native brother, step into power. Because I noticed that when my young African brother step into power, there will be some change.
Boakai then conceded the race.
A while ago, I called Ambassador George Manawia of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as the winner in the presidential contest.
Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. A gunman opened fire outside a Coptic church south of Cairo in the run-up to Orthodox Christmas celebrations next week, killing at least four people and wounding five more. At least one of the dead was a policeman. Bishop Andreas was leading the congregation in prayers at the time of the shooting. He says that God saved us. If the doors had not been closed, hundreds of people would have been killed. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite UN Security Council sanctions. On Friday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling. Palestinians in Bethlehem on Friday protested against the United States' decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The protesters waved Palestinian flags and placards featuring anti-U.S. messages shortly after Friday prayers. Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the UN's special envoy to Syria, says that he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients from the besieged town of Eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of Damascus. More from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from Eastern Ghouta near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction, which broke months of deadlock, allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The four evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although Eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory, fighting there continues.
Lucy Fielder reporting. A fire erupted in a four-story building in Mumbai on Friday, killing at least 15 and injuring scores more. The fire started at a restaurant on the top floor at about 1 a.m. local time. A deadly fire in New York City as well, where authorities say 12 people died in one of the city's worst residential fires in decades on Thursday night. An Indian woman has set a new Guinness World Record by performing yoga continuously for more than 103 hours, local media reports. Kavita Bahandian started on December 23rd at 7 a.m. and broke the record on Thursday morning. Local media reports she's still going.
And she's still continuing it. That's the wonder. It's almost past 24 hours since she broke the record of 103 hours, and she's still continuing.
Bahandian performed different yoga postures and is hoping to continue her marathon run until December 30th. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish reporting. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.